Well, did you see him? Did you get a look at him? And wasn't that parade something? I mean, there I was, just on my way to the marketplace to buy some flour to make bread, when all of a sudden, such a commotion. People started running up our crowded little streets shouting, "Look, it's him!" And I wondered, who? There were some women on a rooftop nearby. One of them was pointing up the street in the direction the crowd had run. She said, "It is him. It's Jesus, the teacher from Galilee. He's back in the city." And I thought, how wonderful. Jesus, back in Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. Maybe we'd get to hear more of his wonderful teachings. I knew right then, as soon as I finished these errands of mine, I would go and tell my daughter. She's a servant in the house of the high priest Caiaphas. The last time Jesus was here, she so wanted to see him and hear him. But there was this big thing going on at Caiaphas' house, and she couldn't get away. Well, the minute that girl said the name Jesus, people just poured into the streets. Our houses are so close together that word travels pretty fast in this part of the city. In fact, they say the houses are so close that what you tell your neighbor tomorrow comes back to you today. Well, anyway, I'm standing there of two minds. You know, should I stay for this impromptu parade or keep on to the marketplace? It sure would be exciting to see Jesus up close and in person. But like I said, I had errands to run. This is the week of the festival, and there's an awful lot extra to do. And these old bones don't move like they used to. But it was getting pretty clear, the number of people crowding into our little street. I wasn't going to get very far very fast. So I settled these old bones on the stoop of a house to wait. I could hear the shouting long before I could see Jesus. People shouting all together and chanting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna!" And I thought, yes, Lord, Hosanna! Hosanna, save us! Save us from these Romans and their injustices. But I thought that to myself, mind you. You don't dare say that sort of thing out loud around here. You never know who might be listening. Those words could be treason in the wrong ears. But all the shouting and all the chanting got me thinking about the stories they tell about the Maccabees. You know the ones. You don't know the ones about the Maccabees? Well, let me tell you. This happened quite a while ago, probably 150 years, maybe a little more. The Syrian king, Antiochus Epiphanes, he wanted to convert all of us Jews to his Greek ways. He marched right into our temple, right into the Holy of Holies, where only the chief priest is allowed to go. He and his cronies worshipped the Greek god Zeus, sacrificed to him, even sacrificed pigs on our altar in our temple. It was the Maccabees, especially the younger son, who stirred up the people and led the revolt. And when he returned triumphant into the city, people hailed him with shouts and cheers and singing. They even wrote this new psalm for the occasion. It says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. His steadfast love endures forever." Let all Israel say, "His steadfast love endures forever." Judas Maccabees became one of our great heroes that day. People called him a patriot and a freedom fighter. They even made a new festival for us when they purified and rededicated our temple. You've probably heard of Hanukkah. Yeah. That all comes out of the story of the Maccabees. And Judas' story is remembered right up there with Joshua, who fit the battle of Jericho, and with Gideon and his army, even with King David himself. So that's what I'm thinking when Jesus comes into view. And Jesus did not look at all like a conquering hero. They say Judas Maccabees, when he rode into the city, was riding a mighty horse, a battle steed. And here was Jesus riding this little donkey. And he didn't have any soldiers. And he didn't have any armor. And it confused me. Because we expect a king who's going to save us, who's going to crush our enemies and drive out these oppressors. A man riding on a donkey. Not at all what I expect in a savior. And then I started to hear some voices off to my right. Not the excited crowd sounds, but these low voices sort of rumbling. So I looked out of the corner of my eye and I recognized the robes of the Pharisees, look of disdain on their faces. They don't like Jesus. They don't like his teachings. They do not like it that we flock to hear him when he comes into the city instead of sitting through more tedious, boring teachings from the priests. See, Jesus, when he teaches, he makes it feel like we really matter to him and to God. Well, by this time, Jesus was right in front of us, and the cheering died away, and the crowd got really quiet. Not just a respectful quiet, but this sort of awed, reverent silence, like we all knew we were in the presence of the Holy One of God. And then one of those Pharisees shouts out, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples!" Real angry, probably angrier than what I just said it. And the air around me got really tense. I looked at Jesus, you know, see what he was going to do. All of his disciples were looking at him too. He turned his head and he stared at that man. You know, fixed his gaze right on him. I thought I might see a street fight break out right then and there. But then Jesus just turned his head back to the road, kept riding along. Crowd took up the shouts of Hosanna farther down the road. But those Pharisees, they didn't give it up. One of them said, "Look around you. The whole world's gone after him." And the other one said, "This is getting us nowhere." And they turned on their heels and they left. But I have to wonder, why are they so angry with Jesus? Don't they just listen to him? Why don't they believe what he says? If the Pharisees study the law day and night, why don't they see that he is the Son of God, the Messiah? Haven't they heard his teachings? I was there in the marketplace that day when they brought a woman to him for judgment. They said she'd been caught in the act of adultery, and they said she should be stoned to death right then and there. What did Jesus think? And Jesus got really quiet for a minute. And then he looked at them and said, "Let him who's without sin cast the first stone." And he didn't make a move. One by one, they all went away. When nobody was left, Jesus said to the woman, "Go and sin no more." That was it. There was no punishment. There was no lecture. Just go and sin no more. That's real compassion. I know only God can forgive sins. But if Jesus is God's son, I'll tell you, that's the God I want judging my sins. And how about his miracles? They are still talking about that fellow down at Jericho, Bartimaeus, the one who was blind from birth. And when Jesus met him, he scooped up some dirt and spit in it. When he wiped it on the man's eyes, the man could see. The last time Jesus was in Jerusalem, he healed one of those poor invalids who lies down by the pool of Siloam begging. And just the other day, have you heard this story yet? Just the other day, over at Bethany, down the south road, Jesus raised this guy named Lazarus from the dead. I kid you not. My cousin was there. She was one of the mourners standing outside the tomb. Lazarus was dead and buried, and Jesus called out to him, and he walked out of his tomb. Such power. People are calling him the miracle man. So I really don't get it. I really don't understand how the Pharisees can hear his words and see his works and still not believe that he's the Messiah and the Son of God. I looked down the road, but couldn't see him anymore. He disappeared into the crowd, and the chants were getting fainter the closer he got down to the temple. Messiah? Miracle man? I'm afraid for you. You may have come in peace, but you've made some powerful enemies. Before this week is out, you may have a battle on your hands, even though you didn't come looking for one. This festival week, this one's different. You mark my words. I feel it in these old bones. Speaking of these old bones, I gotta get moving. Like I said, there's a lot to be done.